This one says, I used to work with a bunch of uptight religious people. So sometimes I didn't wear panties and just had a big smile and chuckled to myself. All my life I wanted to look like Liz Taylor. Now Liz Taylor is starting to look like me. I pretend that I pursued my dreams and failed, but really I never even tried. Everyone who knew me before 9/11 believes I'm dead. I hate when my mom uses her illness as an excuse. I hate it when I do it too. When I was in the third grade, I found my mother's diaphragm. I put it on my head and looked in the mirror and wondered why she'd never told us that she was Jewish. It wasn't until years later that I found out that she was really only a Catholic using birth control. I've never discussed this with anyone. I like that one for a number of reasons. The first reason is, I think it reminds us all of the times when we were younger and we misinterpreted the adult world. I know in my own case, sometimes when I saw headlines about giants battling Orioles, I pictured huge Orioles and Giants battling on a diamond. And I think that's something that we all share. I think it's part of our humanity. It's part of being human. And I think it's an endearing story. But this person ended their secret by writing, I've never discussed this with anyone, indicating that they thought there was some shame involved in it or something. But I think all of us hearing that secret realize it's just a great story. And I think it shows us that sometimes the secrets that we're keeping are like that secret. We think there's a need to keep it private, to isolate it inside of us and not share it. We think if we tell it to somebody, it's going to make us seem different or strange. But really, sometimes those secrets are the parts of us that make us the most human and connect us to people. I want to romp naked with the head children's librarian. I desperately want my best friend to kiss me, but he's gay and I'm lesbian. I agreed to get an abortion in order for my now ex-husband to marry me. I should have kept my baby and murdered him instead. Sometimes I imagine that one of the cars driving by is you. And you've come to save me from killing myself in this town. I like to watch Dr. Phil drunk. I think there's probably two ways you can interpret that. I don't know which one is funnier. I wish all secrets could be fun secrets. Ha ha, hee hee. Sometimes the secrets, I think of them almost like 4-inch by 6-inch windows into somebody's soul, some part of their life that they've never shared with anyone and probably never will. And this card makes me think of them like that. 15 years ago, I gave up a baby boy for adoption. 1 year ago, I found his address in the next town. 4 months ago, I drove past his house. Last night, I took my 2 young children trick-or-treating to his house and he opened the door. I almost cried but walked away instead. When I was in the mental ward, I'd look out the window a lot. Now, since I'm out, I ride my bike past the window every day and smile. There's hope. What happens at church camp stays at church camp. I hated my husband. I used to cry when he was on top of me. He never noticed. Finally, I left him. Here's the secret. Do what you need to do. Time gets away.